Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down, future road. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, finally, she's here, and she's been a very long awaited appointment, I have to say. I'd love to welcome to our office and to the broader membership our new Chief Executive Officer, Leah Van Poppel. Leah, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ricky.
Yes, it's certainly a pleasure to be able to start working with you as well, and very much looking forward to what we're going to embark on in the future. But maybe if you could start for those people who aren't necessarily familiar with who you are and your history with us, I guess, in the past. What have you been doing over the last sort of between 2006 and now, I guess?
Okay. I started working at BCA in 2006 as the National Policy Officer. I was in that role until early 2008 when I moved over to the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, which is a national body that does very similar work to BCA across different disability types. And in the time I've been away, I've worked on policy, I've worked on managing projects and managing people. So I've been really involved in things like fighting to get the National Disability Insurance Scheme up. So it's a pleasure to come back to BCA. I come back with a different name. I was Leah Hobson when I was here last, and I've since gotten married, and my name is obviously now Leah Van Poppel.
Very good. And, showing you what a small world it is, we actually bought a Braille note, my former wife and I. We bought a Braille note from Ben in 2005, so there you go. It shows you what a small community we really are.
It is a very small community indeed. So for those of you who are scratching your heads, yes, my husband is Ben Van Poppel.
Yes, and Ben is totally blind, of course. Okay, so what are the, I guess, the aspirations that you have coming into this role, and, you know, what sort of direction do you envisage for BCA?
I think coming into BCA at the moment, it's an exciting time for the organisation. Of course, it's a difficult time as well because we've just lost some funding. But often with, disappointment comes opportunity. It gives us a chance to reevaluate what we want to do and who we'd like to be into the future and how we can get some funding to do that. My vision for BCA is a BCA that is strong, that has a number of good income streams that are stable, and that engages really well with its members and has a strong voice at a national level and in as many states and territories as possible on, you know, issues that matter to people who are blind or vision impaired.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, people will be able to hear we are doing this interview very live. We're doing it in the office, and we're doing that on purpose, I guess, because we want people to get a sense of what the team environment is here in the office. We have a fairly open office, and there's all sorts of activities that go on around us during the day sort of thing. And so I really wanted to give people an impression of that. And, you know, to be able to walk across and speak to your CEO in a place that's really open and friendly. As a staff member, I've got to say it's a wonderful thing. And so I really welcome you to this small team environment that we have.
It is a small team environment, Ricky, and it's a very dedicated team of people here. For those of you who don't know the office, we have, I think I worked out, and this is a rough guess, about the equivalent of 3.2 full-time staff. Obviously, with the changes in funding, there's been a drop in staff. So the office is really small. There are, on a regular basis, there will be Ricky, Hannah, Sam, and myself as paid employees in the office. So it is a really small team, but what's wonderful about it is that it's a very dedicated team. And we have a really dedicated legion of volunteers who work on committees and who actually come into the office. We're quite happy for people to come in and say to us, well, what can I do? I don't quite know what I could do to help BCA, but you're always welcome to come in the office and we'll find you something to do. It's a busy environment.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned volunteers, actually, because they really do play a critical part in things like getting all of our newsletters out, getting the CDs out. And as staff member, we do a fair bit of work behind the scenes with that, so I record some of the audio stuff that you hear coming out on CD. And we have Madeline, who comes in every week. She does a wonderful job with all sorts of different admin tasks. And my partner, Paula, has gotten involved as well. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to come in and to contribute and also to gain a bit of experience as well, I guess.
That's right, that's right. And I also want to say, just in terms of what you said earlier around, you know, the open, friendly culture of the office, one of the first things I'll be doing, I mean, I have that broad vision for BCA that I mentioned earlier, but I'm really keen to hear from members, to hear from anyone with an involvement in BCA or a passion for BCA, even people who have thought about becoming members but aren't really sure, or people who've been members before but have kind of disengaged with us, about what they think would be meaningful for BCA to do into the future. Part of my job is to not only have a vision myself but to shape the vision of what is a living and breathing organisation of people who, you know, create, you know, the purpose of BCA collectively and to bring that to life.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that, Leah, because, of course, you have got some teleconferences coming up that we're just about to organise, and people have already started registering for that, so that's pretty impressive. So would you like to tell us about those?
That's right, Ricky. So one of the ways in which people can get a little bit engaged with the office at the moment and to have a conversation with me in particular will be through some Meet the CEO teleconferences. So those, you have to register through the office because we have some limited spaces, and we will be having we'll have a waiting list for people who can't get in first go round. The teleconferences are going to be held at three different times, at three different points across a week. You register through the office, you'll be given a number and a PIN. You can give that number a call at the time and just be put through to have a chat to me about who I am and also about what's important to you as a BCA member. The teleconferences will be on Monday the 17th of August from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday the 19th of August from 8 to 9:30 p.m. for the night owls and the people who work. And on Saturday the 22nd of August from 12 to 1:30 p.m. So if you want to be a part of a teleconference, get in quick. It sounds like there's already some interest. Call the office or give us an email and we'll be happy to register you.
Yep, that's fantastic. We might just discuss the four member forums that we've just had this month as well. And that was around the issue of pedestrian safety. So they went ahead and we had some really great conversations that came out of those. So I would encourage people to participate in those future forums that we're going to have. The next one, by the look of it, is going to be around information access, and that should be sometime in September. So we'll have details of that out to you shortly in terms of what the dates are and stuff like that. And Leah, we might even get you to help us with those forums. I think it'd be great to have a second person, just in terms of being able to, for two people to hear what our members are saying, but also in terms of note-taking, I can tell you it's a damn sight easier.
Oh, having done that sort of thing in my time as National Policy Officer, I can completely agree with you. And I also think I'm keen to give people as many opportunities to see that the office is an accessible, an open and friendly environment, and that people can bring issues to us. So that would be fantastic. I'm really keen to do that, Ricky.
Oh, that's great. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Well, yeah, Leah, it's been fantastic talking to you today. I so look forward to working with you into the future and to use or to be able to take advantage of, I guess, the connections that you have so that we can once again start raising the issues that are so important to us as people who are blind or vision impaired at those higher levels. It's something we've probably struggled with in the last year or so, I have to say, but I'm really looking forward to be able to getting involved at that level again.
Fantastic. I love to see the enthusiasm in the office from you and others, and I hope that the members feel reassured by that.
Excellent. Well, Leah, we will no doubt hear from you very shortly on New Horizons, and we'll keep people in touch with what's going on in the office. And, yeah, thanks for joining me today.
And as I said, people are welcome to call the office and to email me directly if they would like to have further contact as well.
Very good. All right, Leah, we'll talk to you shortly.
Thank you.
That's Leah Van Poppel, our new Chief Executive Officer. We've had a number of inquiries about the podcast of New Horizons, which we mentioned a couple of weeks ago with Greg Madsen on the program. Some people have had some difficulty downloading it. I just wanted to give the correct address that you can type into your podcatcher of choice, and this should find it. Okay, so it is http://wordpress.org/feed. I hope you have some luck with that. We have had reports that it is working, so hopefully it will work for others also. And don't forget, of course, as Leah said, you can register for the Getting to Know You teleconferences that she's going to run later in August. So get to it, because I know that we've got interest already in that, and that should be a really good session to get to know Leah and to talk about what's important to you. Well, that's it for this week's edition of New Horizons. I'm going to have a couple of weeks off, and Steve Richardson is going to be sitting in the chair while I'm over in the United States at the Norris Disease Conference. I will report on that when I get back. So stay tuned as we continue to explore in depth the issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 9654 1400, or toll free 1800 033 660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Ride our dreams down.